God was sitting in the chair. John was an old man that had a terminal illness. He knew that his life was nearing an end. He felt a need to draw near to God. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. James 4:8, New American Standard Version. Someone had told John that if he took a chair and put it close to his bed, that God would sit there beside him. He talked to God for hours each day, as he believed God was sitting in that chair. The old man held nothing back as he talked to God about his life and the new journey he was yet to take. The time came and John felt the need to talk to a minister. Although John was not a Catholic, the only minister that was available to come was a Catholic priest. John told the priest about what someone had told him about God sitting in the chair beside him. Would God mind if I took some time telling him my problems? Not at all, the priest replied. God would be delighted. The old man told the priest of all the hours of conversation that he had with God, as God listened to him while God sat in the chair. As the priest left John's room, he told him he would come back tomorrow to visit with him. That very night, John passed away. When the priest came back the next day, the nurse informed him of John's passing. The nurse told the priest, "There was something very unusual about the passing of John. I can't really explain it, but before he died, he got up from his bed and went to that chair, sat down, and laid his head over as if he was laying his head on someone's shoulder. Then he was gone." Look at how great a love the Father has given us, that we should be called God's children. And we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it didn't know him. Dear friends, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet been revealed. 1 John 3:1-2, Holman Christian Standard Bible.